Hi, it's Amu.
And Zoe, and we're the hosts of the Mix of Friends podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back.
It's the 2nd of January and we're recording, so yay.
It's the 2nd of February. Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. Everyone
Let's not
who's
bring
seen
that.
the release date is very confused, but you know, as you can see, we are very up to date with everything that's happening
Oh yeah,
and
clearly. We're,
very
yeah.
fresh.
And not tired at all.
So how's your January been, Zoe?
What can you say in January? Like, how good are we expecting it to be? It was quite tiring, honestly. I had a really big exam at the end of, well, at like the 20th. So I would say, like, up till then, I was kind of stressed. And then after the 20th, I was also stressed, but for different reasons. So basically, yeah. But it was actually
But
nice.
you
I had
did
about,
great. You did great. You did
yeah,
amazing. So it was worth it.
it's
And
surprisingly
nothing stressing your brains out is worth it. But, you know.
good on the exam.
Yeah.
No, it is surprisingly good on the exams, yeah. They were just stressful. But yeah, and also it was my birthday. That was really nice.
Yay, it's your birthday, man. I think we sort of did a shout out to it in the last
Yeah, we did.
episode. But go wish Zoe happy birthday.
Thank you.
So you're
Yeah.
15,
Yeah,
yay.
it's fun.
I mean, I can't tell
Okay.
you, 15 is a random age. There's no much association to it,
There's
so.
Taylor Swift songs that's called 15. That's all I can bring up. Oh, and there's a Maisie Peters song that's mentioned. I think there are so many
Wow,
other songs
so
that I just can't think of right now.
musically, it might be more relevant than you think, yeah.
To the listeners. How was your January?
My January, funnily enough, was quite the opposite of yours, because
Ooh.
I tried to minimize my stress unconsciously. Like I wasn't trying to detox or anything. It was just, especially the past few weeks have been really chill, is the best way to define it, because I went with my school's debate club to for a trip to Rome, which was a week, which was amazing. It was the highlight of the month. I'm afraid that it might be the highlight of my year. It
We'll
was
see.
pure enjoyment. It was amazing. And the most amazing part of it was that in Vienna it was horrible. It was raining all the time. It was a grayish January and we were in Rome and it was 17 degrees and it was amazing weather, my favorite type of weather. And the people were so nice. It was just an amazing experience. And
Sounds good.
otherwise,
Happy for you.
because last episode we sort of spoke to New Year's resolutions. I mean,
Yeah,
shocker,
what's up with that?
I'm not really following up on that. But in a way, I think the Italy trip was channeling, you
Oh,
know,
okay, I
my
see. Yeah.
health era. And
You have to be really
also
careful, though.
after a really long time, because I always had something going on. I didn't go swimming and yesterday I did, and now I have to go again. And it felt really painful at first, but it was nice. So
Yeah, you go,
I'm
girl.
glad I'm
Yeah.
back into that. Yeah, I'm
You have
not a
to be really
sports fan, but
careful with
I
the
get
health.
why you have to do it.
Yeah. But it counts, okay? You're channeling the vibe. And then eventually you will
Yeah, doesn't
actually
have to
get
be
to the skincare
anyway.
part. I think that counts.
Yeah.
For my New Year's resolution, this month I wrote not a word. No, actually, I edited about like 25 pages, which is a lot. It's a lot of words. And then I lost it. My laptop died, and by the time, and then it just didn't save it. And I think I've been really upset about that because it took me a long time to do so. And I'm so upset that I just can't get over it. Every time I get to open it up, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that it's lost. I have to get over it somehow and get back into the actual writing
It was
search because this is
horrible,
happening now.
but
But yeah, I was so
maybe
mad.
it was fake, and maybe it was just crap. No offense, and maybe it had to be
Yeah, why
deleted.
was this?
I don't
By the
know.
way, listeners, I feel like I have to
So,
be frank to all the listeners. I am eating ramen right now while we're recording it, so if I go
yeah, I
quiet,
actually
it's just
made myself tea because I just got back from. Actually, I have like holiday breaks. It's called like end of semester. We have 1 week break. It's
yeah.
in some countries, like in my home, it's called like ski break. Anyways, we have 1 week of break now, and it's the stupidest thing. On Friday afternoon from 1:40 to 3:15 we have music, which no one is interested in, not because music is bad.
Are you still
music
guitar buddies with the teacher?
But yeah, there's this whole legend about the guitar thing, which I won't get into because that's a story in itself.
Yeah.
The teacher is a horrible person and everyone loathes him and everyone loathes the class. And Friday afternoon, every week, drag also has to the class. And we also have like an hour break. And it's just like, I was holding myself back from just going home and just not going to this stupid music class. And so I'm partially proud of myself that I did end up going because peer pressure and other people made me go. But also it was just such a bummer because there were smarter people who didn't end up going. And I was just so pissed at myself for having been there for 2 hours with this stupid music teacher.
Yeah. And so now music class is awful. And I love music, but like,
I mean, it's such a music, it's just a teacher.
But honestly, for me, February is looking really fun so far. I mean, 2 days in, we got an artist I like announced an album yesterday, so that was very exciting for me. Then I almost here next week. So that is
February is looking amazing. We have an amazing episode getting released.
Oh, we do. We have an amazing
podcast-related and not podcast-related stuff planned together.
Guys, if you don't notice yet, this book was good, and we were all wanting a good book for so long because, well, we weren't thrilled with what we read so far. Like, this is so good. Okay, anyway, no spoilers yet. Before we go into the main episode, have you read a good book this month? Let's skip the recently read, just a good one.
Actually, I've read only good books this month because I read I've been into like shorts. Bits because you know I get in the flow, I read it and you know I'm done, which doesn't mean it doesn't like decrease the quality of the book. So two really great reads. What I read on, I'm only allowed to give one.
Yes,
I'm gonna give both. I'm sorry.
No, you won't.
Okay, I'm gonna give only the one because I prefer that. So I read this one on the plane ride to Rome, which is 1.5 hours, and it was the perfect plane read, I think. It's called Recitate by Toni Morrison. I got it for my birthday, and I've been meaning to read it because it's a short day when I was like, I need a short occasion where I can read it in like one sitting. It's super interesting. Like, I won't spoil it because it's like literally 100 pages. Like, I would, by saying a sentence, I would spoil the whole book. But there's so much depth to it, and it's the main question is, like, problem of the story is that there are two women, two characters who follow along the whole narrative, and you never know which one's black and which one's white. And there are always indications that it makes you, like, become more conscious of your racially prejudiced brain. And it's
that
so interesting.
Fascinating. I love to read.
And it was really fascinating to read, and it made me also reflect upon myself so much. So, I won't say the other one because we agreed on one book. So, that's it for me. What's yours?
The book I read this month will probably be the best book I read this year. Or my life. I am telling you, you have to read this. You will love this. This book is just so good. I might make you read it for the podcast. But you have to read it anyway. I can give it to you.
Okay. What is it?
It's called You Could Be So Pretty by Holly Byrne, who, by the way, is my new favorite author now. But not all time, but for right now. I read like
is she contemporary?
Seven books of hers. Partly. This one is basically it's a contemporary novel, but it's written with dystopian language. So basically, you don't know that it's a contemporary one unless you read it through. And it's about a world where after the bad times, girls have the choice and they can choose to put on makeup or not, to be with boys or not, to be models or learn. But the thing is, they don't actually have the choice. It's very strongly implied that they have to go this way or that way. And it basically follows along two girls, one of them who's the most popular in her school and the most popular on this app where they upload pictures and is beautiful and gorgeous all the time. And then we have the other one who's just very against all the system and they're up against each other in a scholarship. And this book shook me to my core. Like, it's like, This should be like assigned reading. It is just to warn, this is marked 16 plus in the UK, and I mean, I would say that if you think you're immature, maybe you should wait, but not you, just the listeners. I think you would love this. I will actually make sure that you read it. By that I mean I'll give you
Okay.
the book. Not like threaten you or anything. But
Okay. I'm
this,
actually
I read this book,
super intrigued by it.
it's so good. I read it in the day, and I read it, I started in the morning because I had the free period. And then I just, if my teachers are listening, no, I did not, but I did. I read it all the way through school, and then I went home and I read it all the time, and I, it was so good. Still, I'm shook by it. It's just, I'm telling you, this will be like my favorite book of the year. I really
Wow,
recommend it.
that's crazy. And
And
it's
by the way, I
only
have to say,
February.
I've read, yeah,
I
but
bet
I read
you
it. I read
you
it in the
have
beginning of
finished.
January, and by that, and since then, I've read seven other books by this author. And they're all really good. But this one is just
Wow.
because even I read it and I immediately thought about telling you to read it, and I immediately thought, no, I'll wait for the
Good thinking. Very good thinking. And speaking of waiting, look at the smooth transition I'm making. Speaking of waiting and talking about things, this book I
podcast.
finished yesterday at around 11
Yeah.
p.m. No,
Okay,
a.m.
yeah,
And
I think
so I am unorganized, which is how dare you if you're thinking that, how dare you?
I've not crossed my mind.
But because I was like, I could have had the chance to finish it today, but I was so hooked. I was like, no. It was the last
Right, yeah.
10% that I was like, no, I'm gonna power through because it was so exciting. And so the book I speak of that we have only written about two texts, three, maybe two messages, nothing more. So there's a lot to
Well, the
unpack,
actual book, yeah.
a lot of
Well,
untouched
guys,
ground.
I don't know her actual opinions, but I do know that she loved it because the messages she sent to me were like, I'm hooked. I have to know the end. If this, if X and X doesn't happen, I'm going to throw the book out of the window. So yeah, I know that you liked it. I loved it as well. But I think we should just go to
Yeah.
that segment now. Bye.
If the intro wasn't depicting it enough, is The Last Kingdom
Dun,
by
dun,
Laura
dun,
Black.
by Laura Beck. Yeah. So before we go into this, we have to mention we did get this book, and we get an early book copy of this for an honest review, but we did get it for an honest review. So really, I aren't influenced by that at all. Like, this is genuinely what we think. And
No, not at all.
no.
Like you don't have to be under the impression that there was some sort of
Yeah. Like you
expectation
bias.
of us giving a good review.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah. I don't know if the author of this book will listen to this podcast. I mean, if you are, hi, Laura. We're glad that you're here. But, you know, this is genuinely what we thought. And, you know, we're very frank about books that we don't like. And this is not a book that we don't like. I think I can say that.
Yeah. I think I can say that you can say that for the both of us there. It's
Yeah.
also it's there's a lot to unpack and we won't only be raving about how amazing it was, but there's definitely more praise than judgment coming from our side.
Yeah.
So
This
before
book
we begin to unpack more things, Zoe, give us your classic spoiler warning.
okay. If you're listening and you've been listening for the podcast for a while, be seated. This is going to be shocking. I'm going to give this book a 9 out of 10, which is very high, and I don't usually give that high a point, I feel like. But this book was just so good. This, you know, I love fantasy, right? And this was a fantasy book, fantasy young adult. And if someone were to write a fantasy book that is just perfect for me, this is the book that they would write. Like, this had everything I love in a fantasy book. So yeah, Amrita.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, I couldn't agree more. What I also, I don't know if I told you, but I definitely wanted to share with the listeners is, I think a lot of us have gone through, especially if you've explored more genres while on your reading journey, me especially with the whole Percy Jackson and Aragorn sort of world.
Yeah.
We sort of both had at the same time or parallelly a fantasy phase. And this makes me reminisce about that a lot in a very positive way, because ever since, I don't mean to be like judgy about it, but I've established a slightly bit more negative view on fantasies, because I've discovered like a lot of other genres like romance or like crime novels. It is a genre which tends to hoard up a lot of trashy literature, which has a lot of not so well written, lack of effort sort of works. Yeah. So I'm always very cautious, and I'm always like, you know, I don't want to read some sort of crap that it will annoy me and that isn't taught true and it isn't, you know, because also when you're creating a world that's built on something that's completely imagined and has some elements of reality, but it's basically a world that you build, is such a big power. And I think that what really is highlighted so well in this book, that Laura Black knows how to build a world, and she knows how to structure it and knows how to present it to us and knows how to put characters into this narrative and into this world and make it sense. And I think in the fantasy genre, that's what really matters in the end.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, I feel the same. I mean, I like fantasy. I like really like it. But it's so rare that I find nowadays a fantasy book that really intrigues me. Because I read so much and it's very cliche, you know, and very... This book intrigued me from the start. It took me like no time. I read 2 pages and I was like, okay, this, here I'm sat. Give me the book. I'm reading it without, like, I read it in a day. I read it again. So, yeah.
I read it, I started on Tuesday and I finished it on Thursday. I started maybe Monday afternoon, so it took me 3 days, which is for my speed, that's good. I would have been, I mean, one element that I think is attractive to all readers is that it's extremely hooking. Like, if you have a difficulty following the plot, if you have a difficulty getting hooked to the narrative, this book just does it.
You know what? This is actually something that I think is so unique in this book, because this is a trilogy, I think. Or, I mean, I'm not sure if a trilogy or a series, but it will have other... And usually, the first book of fantasy is not that hooking, because it's so much world building. I don't know, but in this book, it was just so gripping from the start, even though it had a lot of world building, but I did not feel that the pace dulled.
You know what? One thing is that I really hate, especially in fantasy books, when you have like chapters and chapters of their like throwing you this information of how the world was created. It's such a bore. You could like sleep.
Yeah.
And you have like chapters of like, these are the tribes, this is how the continent looks. And there's some like old granny who's telling this whole story. And you don't remember a single thing. And you're like asking yourself, why am I reading this? And later they give like no explanations and they assume that from these 2 chapters, you know, you remember everything. And from now on, you're like an expert. Annoying.
Did not happen in this one.
It was very subtle and very hidden, which is great, which is we love.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've sort of spoken to what we really loved, which into more detail.
Well, no. I have so many other things I love. Yeah.
Okay, but before that, I want to start by saying, what are some major plot lines or anything
in the book that you... want to sum it up?
Oh, yeah, before we go into, sum it up.
I'll do my usual, if that's good for you.
Perfect.
Okay. So, in the beginning of the book, we start out by meeting Raven. Let me set it up better. Okay. In this world, there are a certain number of tribes that I cannot remember how many, who all possess a certain type of magic. So there are tribes who can do spells, tribes that can have connection with bears. And there is one tribe who are just normal humans. But they have somehow overpowered all the magic tribes. And now all of the magic tribes are trying to protect their kingdom. Well, they're basically stealing and some people and making them mine a certain type of a certain type of material, which, if touches their hand, stops their magic from working. And they also have a collar that stops their magic from working. Right there. And our heroine, Raven, is one of the people working in the mine, but she has no memory of who she is or where she came from. Meanwhile, we have our male main character. What's his name? Oh my god. What's his name? Help me out, please.
Oh, his name is, Jeddak, I think?
Jeddak, yes. That's him, Jed. We have Jed.
I'm sorry, we have to give you official condolences to all of those who actually keep track of pronunciation and also of the correctness of the names, because there are a lot of
friends
and
really
a lot of
fancy that,
names.
Yeah. We did read the book.
We're gonna try our best.
We promise we read the book. It's just that we have a bad memory of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, and he is looking, for a special stone, this Dalian stone that bears the same name as a tribe that no longer exists. Allegedly, that was just a myth. Allegedly, but actually, spoiler alert, it does exist, and Raven is a part of them. And he is looking for the stone because his fiancée Lila, who can, by the way, rot in hell, is captured allegedly by the king, who allegedly really wants the stone, allegedly. And anyway, Jed is looking for the stone, he stumbles upon the mine, things happen, somehow he finds out that there is a map, and Raven is the only one who can read it. So Raven, meanwhile, through pretty traumatic events, escapes the mine, and then leaves with Jeddak. Jeddak is someone else in an underbrook I read.
No, he's Jeddak.
Oh. Then,
but you can call him Jed if you
want. You know who I thought about?
It's your decision, but
I thought about Jeddak from School of Good and Evil. But I don't want to mix this.
Okay. Let's not awaken that trauma, please.
No. This book does not deserve that. Okay, so anyway, we got Jed and Raven. They escape from the palace after Raven, basically, she gets drugged. She ends up, like, poisoned until she falls in love with someone. But that doesn't last long, so we're just going to skip it for the summary. And they go through a lot of challenges, basically, together. She can't transform into a bird, which is her tribe's special power. And she can't read the map unless she transforms to a bird. So now they decide to go to Jed's grandmother, who's a healer and could potentially heal her. Jed also has a bear, who's hilarious. That's his power, by the way. So they go through a bunch of stuff, and they kind of start to fall for each other, even though Jed does have a fiance called Lila. But, you know, it's always kind of implied it was kind of love at first sight. She was also manipulating him. Also, she is evil, so we don't care about that. And then, at the end, I know I'm skipping so much, and this book is truly so good that it feels bad to skip it, but I have to sum it up really fast. So
yeah,
basically,
we're sort
at
of
the
assuming
end,
that you know what we're talking about.
Yes, you should have read them. I'm sorry for the judgment in my voice just now. Basically, at the very end, we have, they arrive with the stone, with the map, which Jed hopes that will be enough to save them. But he has to, of course, give Raven up for that. And they are also fighting at this point, because he hadn't exactly thought out why they were taking her and saving her. And then, in twist of event, Raven does not want to marry Lila anymore, obviously, because he's in love with Raven, but he has to, unless the king will then kill Raven. I really hope I'm not saying this wrong. And so they get married, and Jed kind of gives his soul to Lila, and then Lila turns out to be an evil witch. they have a fight, and then Lila dies, allegedly. Not actually, but allegedly, it's implied that she didn't die. And then, well, and then they, you know, they don't know what to do. They will take Raven to someone who can actually heal her, but there's a mystery. Why didn't the magic that he put, that Lila put on Jed, fade if she died? Why didn't the memories of Raven come back? Because, by the way, she did Raven's memories if she died. Intrigue. Mystic. Next book? Not out yet. Will hopefully all be revealed. Yeah,
just a quick note to the end. When I finished it, I wrote to Zoe, like, you know, to be honest, I wasn't a fan of the end.
Yeah.
First of all, because I'm usually not a fan of the endings of books. And she's like, I mean, you do know this is going to have sequels. And I was like, okay. I don't hate the ending anymore. I never hated the ending. I hated just the very end of it. I was like, there's so much unresolved, and I don't mind unresolved endings, but like, you gotta end your book.
Well, no, you don't, if it's the series. No, of course, if this book was perfect, it would have ended in a way where I wouldn't have stayed up night thinking about what happens, but this is a very clever way to make me read the next one. So I will be reading the next one, obviously, I think. Before we go on, this is your official spoiler warning. If you're here and this is your warning to go away, why have you been here? I basically spoiled the book for you. But
well, before you spoiled a bunch of stuff, but I guess you're going to spoil more.
But it's fine.
So.
This is your official spoiler warning.
Bye-bye.
If you haven't read the book, bye. Seriously. This time I'm not even going to say it in my usual, but if you haven't read it but never want to read it, because you want to read this book, so just buy, go back, read it, come back. It's so worth it. Like, even if you know the ending right now, it's fine. You'll enjoy
it. Just go read it.
I've read it twice.
It's worth it. And you're not like, oh, but I don't want to invest like 2 months of my life reading. You'll have, you like, finish it in a single day, I promise you. And this episode will be waiting for you right here with a warm welcome.
So
hi, if you come back and read it.
Yay! We're so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you read it. Did you love it? Of course you did. No, let's go on with the book. So, let's talk about characters. Let's talk characters. What do you think about that? Because I have a lot to say.
Okay, I have a lot to say. What I have to say is there are a lot of characters. Like, we have, obviously, the two protagonists, which is Raven and Jeddak.
Because there are so many. And maybe Lila. So many others.
Talk really quick about all the others. They still have so many subtle, like, layers to them, if you can say that.
Yeah.
Like, so many sides. Especially the king, who was the biggest plot twist of the entire book. Oh, no. Lila was the biggest plot twist of the entire book.
Yes.
Character-wise.
Oh my god.
But the king was surprising too.
Yes. You know what? Actually, when I got to the king, I was like, this is genius. How can this get, like, okay, that was the plot twist of the book. And then a chapter later, I dropped. You know how I read this book? This is really interesting. I had two free periods because the teacher was sick and she sent an assignment. And I was like, who cares? I'll do the assignment at home. I don't care that I actually have no time. I want to finish the book. I finished and I read the book in class. I read 70% of the book in those two classes. And all, like, my classmates were working around writing their essay. And I was just dropping my Kindle and annoying every single person that was beside me, being like, you never guess what happened. And they're like, literally, Zoe, we literally have not read this book. So yeah, if you're listening, no offense to any of my teachers, this book is way more interesting than whatever they have to do. And yeah,
okay, so generally speaking, from all of the characters, let's first do fave and most disliked, and this is now from a personal perspective and not like a writing perspective, because I think most of the characters are pretty
very well written.
So
even
to say that the character is bad,
I
don't
think,
like criticize the writing. We're just saying like we don't like them as a person.
Yeah, I think the characters were well written in a way that, like, even the characters that weren't as fleshed out just didn't need to be fleshed out. Like, I didn't actually have a character where I was like, would have liked to learn more about this.
Yeah,
Because,
true.
yeah.
I mean, I guess there's potential, like
Oh,
Skylar, I
well,
think
sure,
he's
there's
called,
always potential.
the
Yeah.
other Xavian guy. Like, I would have wanted to know more of his story, but I think that's
Oh,
what
I
sequels
think
are for.
definitely. See, this is the thing. Like, yeah, I think in sequels, I'm sure that we will learn much more. But it didn't feel like,
Yeah.
yeah. What I
Right
mean
now,
is
you
that,
need that information.
yes. Okay, favorite character. Let me go
Okay.
first. This is, yeah, because I have so many. My favorite character is Raven. Not an original
Yeah.
choice, but yes. Because I think that the way she was written is brilliant. Like, in fantasy notebooks, there's such a problem of an author, like, when writing girls and women, I find that it's often very narrowly two categories. Either I'm too naive for my own good. If you, like, give me a poisoned apple, I will say thank you and eat it and pretend that I like it. And then we got the other one, which is I'm too girl boss for this world. I am going to girl boss my ways out in high heels because I'm a girl and I just do it better. And these two tra and both of these characters I just described are incredibly annoying and unrelatable. This character I felt was just such a perfect mix of someone realist. Like, she was really strong, she was really smart, she was really brave, she was also really just reasonable, and she wanted safety and she wanted life, and then later on she also wanted love, and it was such a justified, she had such a justified reaction to everything that happened to her. Would you agree?
Yeah, true. I would agree. I think a really interesting element to her character is that she has no memory. So
Yeah.
she's like she has a difficulty being authentic to herself. She has difficulties being
Yeah.
like
Well,
retrieving her identity, but also she has a natural tendency to be herself. And so it's
yeah.
like a very interesting mix how she's like figuring out as like an infant, figuring out who she is, who the world is, but still being a grown woman with so much experience of the world.
Yes. I love the
And
scene.
that
There's a
very
scene
interesting.
when she is just like playing around. She throws a knife into a bullseye, hits the bullseye, and she's like, "Who the hell am
Oh
I?"
yeah.
That was such a fun
Yeah,
scene. Like,
yeah.
you know what?
That's
I
true.
relate. If I ever would manage to do something like that, I would be so shocked. But probably because I just know myself.
Yeah,
But
no.
yeah, so
I
she's
really
my
like her too.
favorite
Should I say my
character. Yes.
favorite too, and then we can do
Wait,
Lacia
let
Ritz?
me guess.
Okay,
Is it Lila?
so
I think.
no,
That is this. No. Well, no, I'm shocked. Sugar.
surprise, shocker,
Yes.
newsflash, it isn't Lila.
Okay. Okay, wow.
My favorite, I think you might have guessed this. I don't know. Is the Queen of the Bramble Men? I really liked her. Who is the one who like takes them in and sort of heals Raven from the Bramble, like it, are those bushes or like weeds or I don't know what, you know, that poison her.
Yeah, I cannot remember, but yeah.
And so I really liked that she was so majestic, and so she was the one who actually told her about the fourth feather on her hand.
Yeah.
And even though we got not so much background information about her, my mind just constructed such a powerful leader and such a wise
Yeah.
woman, and I think she gave a very good approach to the story. I really liked her,
Yeah.
and from a personal point of view, I really liked her character. But I can't really choose between the two protagonists because I think we can talk about this more later in detail, but what is really interesting from the story is like there's never, hardly ever, an author's perspective. I think you always get both sides. And it's so interesting, especially since they have this interesting dynamic, the both of them, which sort of
Yes.
escalates.
Oh, it's so good.
You get both sides. And both sides are, at first, when they had similar expressions, like both of them said skies all the time. It's like a curse word. And I was
Yeah.
getting annoyed at the beginning. I
Skies.
was like, oh, is she like writing the same person but pretending that it's two different perspectives? But as their background story sort of evolves and we get to know who they are, it
Yeah.
becomes more clear that they're two different
Skies,
people and that they have
yeah.
two different perceptions of the world.
It's a really smart too when you write a word is that when you make up swear words that are not swear words in real life, because you can first of all swear a lot and it's one they actually have. But it's also like really works into the world building, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, they said blazing hell a lot, which is very funny because it does have the word hell in it. So they're like,
Yeah. And they said hell isn't that bad.
Well, you know, I wouldn't have minded if they were just swearing all over the place. But yeah.
And it's more authentic to like how people speak. But
it's so authentic.
Okay, so least fave.
They say hell a lot. Okay. Anyway, least favorite. Well, you want to go side of 9 and 3? 1, 2, 3. You didn't say anything.
Bloodbane? I said Bloodbane.
Oh, no, I can't say it. Yeah.
Is it yours too?
Yeah. Obviously.
Okay, Commander Bloodbane. Thank God.
Yeah. You do I not. Mean,
the king is a very close number two. Yeah.
But Bloodbane. Oh, yeah. But maybe he's. Killed.
So did Bloodbane, though.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more because Meat, he's as brutal as Bloodbane, but Bloodbane is cunning. He exploits people. Meat is just violent, which isn't, I'm not saying being brutally violent is better than manipulating people, but, you know.
Although I do have something to say. I think Meat's maybe worse because he's just very brutal. And basically all Bloodbane did, like, all he intended to do was to, like, give her a truth serum, which is reasonable to look at from his side. Like, yeah, there is. He's a bad character, but I think maybe as well. I just forgot.
But I have a question for you, because it never gets really revealed, and I don't know if it will be spoken to in the sequels. But do you think, because when they talk and he's super respectful of her, and actually at the beginning I was very deceived and I was like, oh, he might seem like a good guy, because you know, it's such a system, you never know who's good,
you know what? I was very
being
surprised.
Oppressed by the king, you never know.
I was surprised because I knew there was a love story between Raven and Dalek because I read the back of the book. I was like, did I read it wrong? Like, is this gonna be the love story? And it didn't end up, it's like, no. But you know, for like a 2-part episode, I was like, where are they not together? But yeah, no, obviously, yeah.
And so at the beginning, it starts out really nice, and then he goes to tell her that he's actually planning to, like, I'm trying to phrase it correctly so that I'm not saying anything that isn't true, but he says something like, oh, he's also against the king, and he wants the stone to, like, overthrow him or something. Do you think that was the truth? And he was just still being, like, controlled by the king? Or do you think he was just trying to deceive Raven?
No, I think he was a bad person. He would have used Raven, not just like this, but I think, like, he got her a very pretty dress for a reason. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Of course.
So, I think, yeah.
And the story broke off at that point, so we never know what would have happened, but we can assume.
Yeah, and I will assume.
But Meat was very close. I would actually rank Meat at the same level.
Yeah, okay.
Because I don't think we should even go to explain why Meat is horrible.
Awful. Okay. You know what I would like? Okay, so I think since this is a series, I think this would be a nice time to talk about what you would like to see in that. Not in detail. Well, not a plot line, just like things that
What what, like, plot lines I want to see continued. So I really want to see Maggie, the witch? What happened to the witch? To me, it's fairly obvious that she's alive because Jeddak's Mark is still there.
Lila.
Yeah, which isn't Lila anymore. She's the White Widow, right?
Yeah,
Right, so I want to see, which was obviously going to be the central point
prediction.
Of the next stories.
I have a prediction
stories.
About it.
Yeah.
I think that she won't be the main villain because the main villain is the humans who don't have power. So I think that what's happening here is that she was basically the main villain of the end, at the beginning of the second book, I think, or maybe not the beginning. But I think this will be just an underlying thing, and as they will go on and uncover more bad things that are happening. That is my prediction. But I have no ground and just predict.
Yeah.
Anything else?
So I think the witch is going to play a big. And I'm definitely interested because the whole book, that's the part Zoe was quoting at the beginning where I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to throw my Kindle out of the window if nothing happens here, because it was such a slow burn part where, you know, that Jenna and Raven
have
feelings for each other. And it was killing me. That was the main drive why I was reading. No offense to all the people who liked other things. So I like, this was like one of the main reasons I was continuing to read, because I had to have. And she threw a bone, she threw us some slack. But I really want to see the evolution of that. Either way, I'm not predicting anything, but I sort of rooting for them, kind of.
Yeah,
I'm
interested in that. There were parts where he was like, well, I really like this girl. The thought that he had a fiance. Just, I knew it, and I was like, who cares? Like, blaze in the hell, as he would say.
You don't even know if she's alive. You are some in the bramble, but no one cares. No one cares.
Even before I knew anything about her, I was like, Lila can go to hell. I really hope she's dead by now. Who cares? Like, these two are meant to be together. And they got together.
Oh, and also one character we forgot to pay homage to is Ka, the bear. I love Ka. He was amazing. I love their connection.
He's my fun favorite one.
Which brings me to a fun question I wanted to ask you. Since we don't get introduced to all... Yeah?
The tribes. Oh, yeah. Is there a question which tribe you would be? Sorry.
Yeah, that's my question.
Okay, yeah.
Because, we get introduced to some... But from the tribes you know more of, which one would you like to be a member of?
Definitely the one with the bear.
And now, not considering political situation, because you could say a Rattalan and not be, you know, part of their pressure. It's more like the skills each tribe has.
The tribe with the bear.
Really?
Yeah, because I want the bear. No, it's actually, really cool. I would go.
You're really athletic. You have an animal companion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, athletic bit. That's where we are, you know? Do I actually have to do sports for it? Well, no, I think I'd be that one or the Ravens one, because they can find birds, and that's really cool.
Yeah. I would choose the Xavian, because being able to transform into an animal is the craziest skill ever, especially a bird. And I think Xavians are also pretty good fighters. It isn't highlighted because we don't really know so much about the Xavians.
Good. So,
I mean, in the current time of the book, it's not so good to be a Xavian, but in general... I'm also... One more thing I'm looking forward to in the next books, if there are any, which we hope for. Is that we get more insight to what the other tribes are like, because the main...
Yeah.
And also, we get the Brambleman, we get the Trespassers, the... the Tribeless, the Kovacs, and... I mean, yeah, that's basically it. And the Rattlands, which is not so much...
Yeah.
Compared to the fact that we have 9 tribes. So I think there's more room for expansion there.
Yeah. You know who I want to be back is Hen, who I think is she's implied to be dead, but I think she's not.
You don't think she's dead? I do think she's dead. I think she's...
I think she's sort of a symbolism.
No, I think she was dead. Like, meat... confirms that he cut her throat. But I mean, it's a nice thought, and I think for me, dead or not, it's a symbolism for like leaving her old self in the mines behind, and leaving a part of her dignity behind.
Yeah, definitely.
Which the mines took away from her. So I think we should wrap this
at
the beginning.
Yeah,
I just want to give a short thought to the mines, because we haven't talked about that so much, but
it's a dark chapter.
Just the beginning, it's set off as something kind of dark and kind of hopeless. And I really like the whole element of it being a voyage to the north, and you know, you get a really nice view of the world. And even without, I never looked at the map, I just skidded through it while like opening the book. You still get a good picture of the world. Yeah, that's my final thought. So before we wrap this up, I wanted to ask you one last thing that you really liked and one thing that you would like to see more in the next books, or what you would recommend, what you didn't like. Let's say what you liked and what you didn't like.
Okay, but really fast.
Short.
Okay, so One thing I loved, well, besides all the thing that we talked about, honestly, I really love like the quest, like all the way, like they're going and you know, minor inconveniences, and they go through different lands and so fun. I mean, it's not fun for them, but it's really fun to read about. That's what I loved. I didn't like, I think the part where they were in this enchanted forest and they were all hallucinating basically was a bit rough.
Yeah, what I really liked, other than the stuff I already mentioned, I really liked that each part of their journey was a different kind of challenge. It wasn't an obvious challenge, like, you know, you get attacked, you have to defend yourself, like the forest they went through with the hallucinations. It was driving me crazy that they didn't see that those were hallucinations.
Yeah.
It was so clever. It was so clever. And also the part with the bramble, when I found really interesting.
Yeah.
And it was just so much intricate, unawaited plot lines that really kept you on your toes. And that's, I think, a major thing that fantasy books should be able to do. And something I think there's room for improvement is just building the world a little bit further, letting us know more about other tribes.
Yeah. That will come in the other books. Okay. And you know, we have so many questions about the other books and how was this book written and why does this book written and what does the author think about all this? If you also have questions, you're at the right podcast because we will be doing an interview with Laurel, talking to her about this book and the writing process and how she chose the names and what will maybe happen in the other book. This is my hope. It will probably be like, I can't.
And so this is your official chance to DM us or write us an email or just reach out if you want us to ask some questions, because we will consider those and definitely
ask them for you. Yeah. So that's very exciting, and I think we should go to the outro now. Hi.
Hello.
And we're back. So
this is our outro.
Yes, it is, if you haven't noticed.
We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah.
There is, as we already mentioned, an interview coming up.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
We had so much fun talking about this book and reading this book. And if you have somehow not read this book but got into this part of the podcast, please read it. It's so good. We have not been able to give you all the twists and turns. I guarantee that you will probably be surprised, even if you know the end. And also, again, thank you so much, Laura Black, for sending us the copies of this book. It was so much fun to read them.
It was a pleasure to get to read, like, exclusive reviewers earlier. And we're so grateful that we had the chance.
Yes, we are. Thank you so much for that.
I'm one of the first people.
Yeah. So,
It was really our luck that it was an amazing book, and I'm so glad, because it would have been so uncomfortable if you didn't end up liking it and we still had to like interview her and make a review.
Oh, we didn't
Thank
have
God
to
that didn't
her.
Happen.
That's what I was saying. But yeah,
we wanted to.
Yes, we did. I thought about that before I started reading it. Like, what if it would be awful and I won't like it? Because I would have been honest, but it would be awkward honest, and this is just like awkward because I'm so loving this book that I just really want to talk to you forever because we just loved it. So another book,
and so that's why you get to part two where we have an interview.
Yay, I'm so excited. But speaking of podcasts that will be coming up, smooth transition, notice, our next book is called The Doomsday Archives, and this is a middle grade horror book. Which is something we never read on the podcast, and honestly, I never read it in my life, so it's really exciting. And this is another book
that we ourselves have no clue what it has to offer. We'll see.
Yes, this is another book that we have gotten.
And so you're wondering, you might be wondering, why are you reading a book that you have no idea about and you don't really know the genre? Well, because they approach us, and we are always
happy to read,
welcoming new ideas and new proposals.
Yeah, so
and
we got
we're happy
an early
to be
copy
one of the
this.
First readers again.
Yes, we have. So we have early copies, but I think this book is out already. It was out, I think, 17th of January, so you can already get it, and you should, because we will be reading it, and we'd love for you to read along.
And
if you read it, collect the questions.
So you know where you can. Exactly. And about the reading experience, we'll always give you updates on our Instagram, which you should be following.
You should
right
be
now.
Following.
If you are, our Instagram is at Mix of Fast Podcast.
There are so many
And
fun
there we
things
had
there.
a link tree where you have all our other links. If you don't have Instagram, you can reach us
Via
on
email
Goodreads,
or
which we are
Goodreads,
still
yeah.
or email.
See,
Our email is
yeah.
lisafilespod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we have a voicemail, which is linked below, and we are open for business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're open for suggestions, all comments, anything. If you love this episode, tell us. If you love the book, tell us. If you hated the episode of the books, tell us respectfully. Yeah.
Yeah,
Because,
you know how to give
Yeah, I
feedback.
mean, we trust you guys.
We
So,
trust
yeah.
you.
Whoever's listening to this podcast,
So
people we
we
trust.
are heading into February with much
Much
excitement for a new
excitement
read,
for
which will hopefully be as good as, and also much excitement for meeting in real life this
Yeah,
next week.
we are. Oh, that's so fun.
And we hope we'll see you or hear you, or well, you'll hear us, and
We
we'll
can
be
also
with you
hear you by
next month.
voicemail. You see, how many times can I plug that?
We're not. I thought you. I sorry. I legit thought you were gonna be like creepy, like we can hear you while your headset's on your
Yes,
head. Like
this is.
we hear your comments and everything. We're like creeps.
No. I promise, whatever you're thinking right
No.
now, listener, I do not hear it, okay? But.
Okay, and
There
so
you
one last
go.
thought, if we you might have noticed we haven't done the songs. To find out what are songs we associate with this episode, go to our Instagram where we will
Yes.
link those
I
songs in our
have such a
post.
good song for
So
this one.
another reason to do that.
Yep.
Me too.
Good.
So
So,
that's a reason to
that
go
will
to our
all be out
Instagram.
there.
And we wish you a happy
Happy
February.
February, guys. Enjoy the last bit of winter or just get ready for spring. It's so much fun.
Ugh.
Read books, drink water, stay hydrated, and if you're really bored, listen to our little episode again. We will thank you guys. Okay, now, bye.